Is it possible your fear of the past might be a fear of your illness?
No. No, that's the problem. I'm not worried that I'm ill. I'm worried that I've never been ill. And that's why all of this is happening. Travis coming, Natalie, and now Misty's here too. It's like... it's like it sent them here to show me.
To show you what?
That it was real. And that I wasn't the only one who felt it out there. It was all of us. It was a part of us.
What is it, Lottie?
The power of that place. The God of that place. Things in its name. And I thought that when we were rescued that we left it there, but now I realize we brought it back with us.
Everyone's together now. Corey's saying he misses how much he missed Brandon.
Aw.
So Brandon's here too.
Where?
Well, he doesn't want to really show face, but
oh, he's like physically there.
Yes.
Like, is he in the room with us right now?
The Zoom room. Yeah.
Right.
Man with no eyes.
Hi.
So I just gotta say, I gotta get it off my chest. I already know Corey's favorite part of this episode.
Oh, me too. No.
Jeff in the car playing the police at the police station. I feel like Corey was thriving watching
hysterical
this. Thriving.
I mean, honestly, that was a very funny part. But I
yeah, it was. It was actually very funny. But Corey was like, "This is what he lives for." Jeff in the car playing "Fuck the Police" by NWA at the police station.
Outside the police station,
and he was getting into it. He had his like big gulp or whatever of soda. Like he was getting into it in the minivan.
Yeah.
Ordinary New Jersey dad in the minivan, big gulp, listening to "Fuck the Police" at the police station. It doesn't get much better than this.
Welcome back, Yellow Jackies. We're back for another recap. Yellow Jackets podcast, you don't know Jackie View. I'm Jackie Endy, joined with Jackie Rachel. Corey, not a Jackie, but we are now in the presence
of greatness.
Wow.
Jackie Brandon, oft mentioned, but we've been missing him this season.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Yeah,
Sam's
in.
Buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz. We're talking episode 6, Key, I think is pronounced. It's like French for who, right? Is that what it is? It must be the French, because there's obviously French in the show.
Corey?
Hey.
Let's see. You should say we.
Oui. Oui, oui.
Exactly. Corey, did you have a health class where you had to watch a birthing video like they did in the beginning of this episode?
I don't remember, but if it did, it did not prepare me for what happened later on.
Oh, come on.
Is that like a cliche? Because I never had to watch a birthing video.
Yeah, I don't think that.
And you know, I actually went to high school or whatever school in New Jersey. So I know if this fake town follows the curriculum, the normal curriculum.
Well, there definitely probably is a curriculum on birth. Yeah, I don't know how. Well, I think
what would be the point? Like, how does that help
life?
Kids?
I feel like people were all talking about, oh God, when you see Miracle of Life. Like, I remember that going around my high school. I don't know if I like distinctly remember watching it. I don't know if it was more of a side pro, like go do it yourself, then you'll see or something.
Oh my.
I feel like health in high school should be like teaching kids about safe sex.
Well, they definitely do that, right? Well, they had all of them had condoms with bananas. That they definitely didn't hand out. Did you get that, anybody?
No.
We did, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. That's a lot of bananas. I mean, maybe they make banana bread the next day in the cafeteria.
Oh, well, no. It was just they did the demonstration on the banana. I didn't like not everybody
one,
got
one banana. To try. That's enough.
Yeah. I was thinking of Andy Dick in Old School.
That's a whole other demonstration. Well, I also thought Corey probably would think it was funny when Randy was like, "Oh, these don't fit me. Magnums all day."
To be fair, I thought that was funny as well.
Didn't Van tell you she got checked out by his doctor?
I thought that was the moment that Rachel thought was going to be the moment that I thought was the funniest part of the episode. Which
really? You think I don't know you?
What was the funniest part of the episode? Is there another moment?
This was not a funny episode. Well, I thought the Misty phone call later on saying how the food is great. Mm-hmm. And first up, the whole crying.
Yeah.
I thought that was the funniest moment of the episode, personally.
Sure you did, Corey. Sure you did.
I mean, I did love the savior of the Yellow Jackets community, Jeff having his moment of freak out.
Savior of
the Yellow Jackets. And out to fuck the police. I did like that moment a lot, but funniest moment and mostly best moment of the episode, like most episodes, is Misty.
Okay.
I know this is going to sound weird to say it this way, but this, if anybody this year is going to be nominated like for an Emmy, this was that episode for the younger version.
The least?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. Yeah.
And that last 30
minutes. Well, people like the community, you know.
That last 30 minutes, which of course we'll get into, was some of the most well-done acting and harrowing moments that this show has ever had. And it's
Harrowing? Yeah.
Harrowing?
It's that accent.
God, I guess we should apologize to our listeners, you know, our thick New Jersey accents. I mean, regardless, if you watched a birthing video or not, I don't think that in this moment that is going to help you figure out what to do. You know what I mean?
I know. I knew, though, it would be like, any questions, Misty would be like, I got questions. I'm writing this. I'm taking notes. I also thought it was interesting in the video, though, they did talk about you get the baby, then the placenta and amniotic fluid comes out. So obviously, you know, you could see
something was wrong.
Yeah.
I actually Googled it because they're like, oh, the placenta's coming out first. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I thought like the baby was in the placenta.
No, that's what the baby like.
Well, I guess I don't know shit.
You didn't. I guess you didn't. You should have taken this health class. I mean, they definitely have that. They definitely do. Like at some point, like a menstrual cycle conversation, right?
Yeah, I feel like I got that more so in middle school.
I think they had a thing in elementary school, like fifth grade or something. They had some sort of assembly. I think
I wasn't there for that one. Just gonna.
It was a good transition, though. Like young Missy asking, like exactly how much blood is there, and then her. Like having blood on her hands.
Well, she's also got the other blood on her hands of Crystal.
Yeah, she's got plenty of blood.
Yeah, both physically and metaphorically speaking.
In the present and the past.
Oh.
Poor girl.
The other part of note of the beginning is also how Jeff's like writing a note to Shauna, which I also thought Corey would think is funny. You nailed that, you know, tutoring session, whatever. But also how then people are whispering like, why is Jeff writing to Shauna? And she covers it up by saying, oh, Jackie likes poppies, which is flower for the dead, but also like, you know,
well, foreshadowing. Hey, Easter egg.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Jacqueline, can I just say, because I feel like when you talk about the Jeff character.
Me?
Yeah. Oh. I'm sensing like a facetious tone. And I caught up to the show recently. He has been great. And this is far from the first episode where he's been hysterical. The scene you guys just mentioned echoes a similar scene in the first episode of the season when he was rocking out to Papa Roach Last Resort, which I found just as funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I like Jeff. I think in liking Jeff out of the three of us, it's Corey's on top, then me, then Rachel. But
I think want to be
I'm just coming around to liking him.
I performed as him. I was his character when we did Yellow Jackets Theater.
Like, I feel more sympathetic towards him, I guess, this season.
Yeah, I think the issue is just with Corey. The issue is he always picks these moments to call out, like, the male performances, you know.
Well, it's just so predictable, like, who Corey's going to love in a show.
Warren told him that Corey's two favorite characters on the show are Jeff and Randy.
Two of the favorite characters, not my two favorite characters. No.
Well, Jeff definitely has to be his first, because there's proof. If you go back in the receipts, like people always ask this on the groups, and like
read the receipts, girl, read the receipts.
Well, they just say Jeff. No, it go because in the groups people were like, "Who's everyone's favorite character? Who's everyone?" You know, and you see Corey commenting, "Jeff,
misspelled."
Who's my favorite character? I don't even know.
Well, yeah.
That's absolutely not.
Also, can you have a favorite, or can it be the teen or adult version? Like, can you like one more than, you know?
I think Jackie Rachel's favorite character is the adult version. I think Jackie Andy, your favorite character is adult Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, for season one, more so, I'll say more of a standout. I still like her in this season too, but I like season one, I found hysterical, like so many of the things that happened. I don't know. Just her reactions. In terms of
her arc, you don't find what's going on this season quite as compelling as the first season.
I do think it was funny when she was going to go. Yes, that was funny. Come on now. But like last season, I felt like every episode, I was just like every like little like nuance when, I mean, yeah, pretending to be like an FBI agent going to the hotel. Like, I mean, she's doing similar things. It felt bigger maybe in the first season that it stood out. Now I feel like most people are on equal footing. I do feel like they're not giving a lot to the Thaisa adult storyline, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, until like this episode, we basically saw like adult Thai for like 3 or 4 minutes an episode. We kind of were like, when we were doing reviews, literally there'd be like less than like
like five lines get of the whole trajectory of what she was doing.
I don't know. Her wife ends up in the hospital. She thinks her.
Yeah, I thought she's going to
wrap up her whole season arc, right? Her whole half season arc right now.
Hmm.
You can.
She replaces a dog. She thinks that her.
Compared to everybody else, everything Shauna did, everything Natalie did, everything Misty's done with Walter. Some
Pennsylvania hitchhiking?
Yeah. Brennan. Do I have to go through like everything Thaisa? She's still sleepwalking. Okay, whatever. She gets a dog. She goes to school to get Sammy, realizes that Simone's mad, whatever. She's hallucinating that Sammy was even there. They get in the car accident. She leaves the hospital. She sees herself in the mirror, says, go to her. Then she goes hitchhiking, takes the guy's pen, gives it to Van. We're pretty much.
Got it.
To episode, well, I mean, we're through episode four, at least in that part.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're saying teenage Thai, yeah, that's another story.
A lot more. And I think that's why you don't notice that you're not, some people might not notice you're not getting a lot of adult Thai, because teenage Thai is standing out more too as, you know, a main feature in the wilderness.
Yeah, we were just talking outside or off the pod about Jasmine Savoy Brown. And just how great I think she is. I really enjoyed her in the most recent Scream film as well. So, yeah, maybe you have a point there.
But how was that?
I enjoyed it. I enjoy all those movies. If you like the others, I think you'll like this one too.
I actually don't know if I've ever seen a Scream.
There's
any?
I'll have to get into that.
Any?
Oh, you've never seen the original?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Rachel, the original.
Wait.
It's one of the
greats. What's the parody of it?
Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Scary Movie. I've seen those.
Okay.
I will say I am not into horror movies at all, but the original Scream.
It's awesome.
Legitimately great movie.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I will watch it tonight.
And you're going to be terrified.
Oh, God. And I'm alone, too. Okay. I take it back.
No, watch it.
Well, I'm home alone. But you know what? I'm up in an apartment. Maybe it can't get me.
Yeah. Don't watch the newest one then. Watch the first one.
Yeah.
You'll feel safer. But
I just feel like until they kind of reveal what is going on with her, like what this site is, it's like not that interesting. Like they're kind of just drawing it out.
Well, it did get us Van. Like it's moving. There is story moving forward. There's just not. It's not a whole arc of I'm going to steal back my minivan and like a whole like a where you right. have to write a lot about like here's what's happening, Misty and Walter discovering this. Like there's a lot instead of, yeah, she hitchhikes to PA. She does, you know.
I'm more just to find out what's going on with Steve. I mean, he's just all alone. Who's taking care of Steve? Is he okay? Something happened to Steve before she left. Is Steve okay? We protect animals as much as we can in the show. You know, they don't always...
I know. The second I saw that she got him a new dog, I was like, I don't think this is going to end well for him.
Oh, and just side note, because it is such a great movie, the original Scream is on Paramount Plus, so that is...
Oh, thank you. I think I think I might have that.
Perfect. Also, wait, did you watch Pearl, and do you know Mia Goth? Because you had told us how Misty, like, there was one episode, especially with the theater performance, and I think you're absolutely right after I went back and looked, because Corey and I weren't familiar. I was
interested. Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
When did I say that?
What, Misty with the, when she performed the Beaches.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, she was giving... I haven't seen Pearl, but I've seen like clips of it.
Uh huh.
But me and she's on the stage like screaming like I'm a star. Yeah, Mia Goth. Yeah, Mia Goth. And she's just like a talk about a scream. Like she's a scream queen. I guess that's like that's where the term comes from.
You know,
right?
Like is it like a social media thing? Is it like a Twitter thing?
Is what a Twitter thing? Pearl.
No, never mind. Moving along to the wilderness.
Wait, no, I need you to elaborate on that point.
Yeah, she wants to know just how you know
Corey,
Mia Goth.
Corey, had you heard of, you had, hadn't heard of Pearl? Had you heard of Mia Goth?
Oh, yes, I saw it on Twitter.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I had not.
Right, that's why we were in the opposite position. You always are like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. You're naming these people, no clue. Kevin Costner, I've never seen this man.
Wait, you guys don't know who Mia Goth is?
Now I do, because you said before that
on Twitter were saying it was like Oscar worthy.
Oh, Twitter, right? Twitter.
So do they not know what they're talking about?
Wait, people on Twitter were saying her performance in Pearl is Oscar worthy.
Was Oscar worthy?
Okay.
Like, do you think they were being facetious?
No, it's just interesting. It's interesting to me because Pearl, it was a successful film, but it's not like a huge, it wasn't like a Scream 6 level hit. Like, when we were talking about this, I was surprised that you were in any way familiar with it.
Okay. Yeah, I basically get, like, all of my news and pop culture references from Twitter. So, Jackie's right about that.
That was a long way around that. Okay, so back to Yellow Jackie. Yeah, Sean is in labor. We get, Misty, I guess, was, you know, planned to be in charge of this thing, I guess, with Crystal, because as soon as she's there, she's getting like flashes of Crystal and
Misty, the midwife.
Yeah.
Is this one Blur 2 was blasting in the background? I thought that was a great, funny song choice.
Great needle drop. Yeah. That's one thing they do quite well in this show, the needle drops of songs. Yeah.
Well, Misty, so she has to step aside. She's at the window. I thought it was interesting, right? She's thinking of Crystal, and she has this moment too where she's calling herself a freak and like almost yelling at herself. It reminded me of the moment adult Misty was like, babies cry. I'm not going to cry. She's like, why are you such a freak? You could see like how it's like, it's the same character, obviously, even in teen and adult. Though, like,
I think I mentioned last week or the week before that I've always thought that Misty didn't have any remorse, and this is one of those scenes where you can see that she, at least at this point of her psychosis, is...
That was her bestie.
Psychosis?
She's a psychopath.
This is just Misty, like, raw-dogging life.
Raw-dogging life? Wow. I've never heard that term. Yeah. raw-dogging life.
Tell more. Do tell.
Would you like to explain that terminology? Yeah.
No, thank you.
Can that be the name of the episode, Raw Dogging Life? I beg of you. No, but, you know, some of the actions that adult Misty has done, you can very much compare to the idea of, like, a Dexter and other characters of that elk on TV. And at least in the beginning, she seems to have remorse for what happened to Crystal. And it's just not the straight out, you know, just serial killer vibe that at other points you have from Misty. I just found that interesting.
Did you call her an elk?
No.
Yes, what?
He said elk, right? Anyway, okay.
I quit.
This is going off the rails.
No, I'll agree with you, Corey. That scene where we lost Crystal. I thought it was a very effective scene. Part of me laughed because it reminded me of Endy and just the way she talks. But that one line where
Wait, what?
She was using bestie ink. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm sorry,
bestie. You gotta be really specific when you say, yeah, Missy writes the way Endy talks.
I thought that was, yeah, legitimately sad. Very effective scene.
I thought you were gonna say it reminded you of The Good Son, but
yeah.
Another Elijah Wood vehicle.
Yes. From 30 years ago. Corey, we are so old.
Do you guys know I met Elijah Wood? I'm going to see if I can find the picture.
What?
I met Elijah Wood.
Oh, wait, really? Wait, what? How have you?
Yeah, he's got very big eyes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you want to use context, you could see if he could come on the show.
Yeah, no. I used to, like, do voiceovers for,
Right.
God. What was that called?
The radio, the kids, yeah, now, something.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it called? Adults Not Allowed, or something like that.
It was called Kids Only, Music Choice. And I was there recording, and he was there. He, like, either bought or started, like, an indie music label with his friends, and he was there promoting it. And so, like, I took a picture with him.
Nice. That's when you were raw dogging life.
No, you're not using it correctly.
What? Oh, okay.
What's the correct way to use raw dogging life? I'm sorry.
The way I used it. Context is key, people.
All right. I don't remember what point Misty was raw dogging life. I have to go back and listen. But when she's over there too, you get Waddy come over, like, come on. You said you were gonna help. Like, Crystal was supposed to be here, blah blah. No, you can still help, you can save our baby. What?
It takes a village to raise a child.
She's
freaking creepy. I just googled myself to find the picture, and it's weird. I mean, I didn't find the picture.
Found it?
Your name?
I googled my full name. This thing, I don't know. It's first of all, I didn't find it, but like other stuff is coming up that I'm like, why is my literal full ass government name quoted places?
I'm looking at images, and then
no, I mean, I'll send it to you guys when I find it. I look cute. I'm not gonna hide it.
I look cute. Like, I'm not gonna hide
it. Where would it be? I'll look on Facebook. It's gonna be deep in the archives. I'm trying to
Jackie
think.
Rachel and Teen Rant and Teen.
I used to have a website, but I don't think it exists anymore.
Okay.
When I tell you, I love on my the Jackie Rachel rabbit hole so much.
No.
Maybe it's my Flickr. You're not Googling me, are you? No, stop.
I'm getting the jewelry. Not well, because then I did laugh. I'm getting.
Wait,
this,
Jackie, let me
this
see.
This is a cute.
Oh my God!
Rachel fans.
I was doing a deep dive. This is now unrelated to the episode yet again. I was doing a deep dive yesterday because I was maybe potentially having a plan of making a whole collage of how much of an outdoors person Jackie Rachel is. So I went on a deep dive, young Rachel. There's a whole like medieval family picture that I loved. I don't even know how I never saw it before.
Yeah, I'm a Renaissance fair girl. I'm a medieval times girl.
Yeah, but there's a family portrait that is chef's kiss.
Yeah, but the caption is also very creative.
Yes, Rachel. Like,
do first myself.
Hold on.
I might text my mom and ask her because she would know where that picture is. She probably has it on her phone. She's weird. She keeps stuff from like 10 years ago.
And that makes your mom weird? Maybe she's just...
But then she'll randomly send me like stuff and be like, look. And I'm like, why do you have this?
She's sentimental. I'm that way too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. Now we have, there's so many pictures everyone has. Yeah. It's like.
I know, my digital footprint is probably very deep.
Got so many terrible jokes. I'm keeping my mouth shut. Brandon, didn't you miss this?
Yeah.
I might have to show you this later. I don't remember the, I can't like repeat the caption verbatim.
It's like, oh, Rachel House of Clam, some clam, first of her name. I'll find it.
I think I'm
yeah, okay.
No, concentrate.
Rachel of the House Clam, first of her name, the bivalved, queen of the phylum and the invertebrate animals, shucker of shells, and mother of mollusks.
What What year is this?
How'd
you find it?
2019, May 5th. Oh my God, no way. May 5th? Whoa.
Yeah, you want to talk about funny coincidences. All the
stuff
on this show, all the buzz talk. I find that over my roof this afternoon. Hundreds of bees.
Anyway, let me pull my notes.
When was that taken? Cinco de Mayo one?
Is that no?
Oh,
is
no,
that
that's just when I posted it. Yeah, that was taken. Oh, okay. So, where it was taken, actually, I went to my middle school, is called Renaissance Middle School. So, one time for like a fundraiser, my mom was like the PTA president when my brother and I went there, and she would like throw these like crazy parties. And she did like a Renaissance, like medieval theme.
Mm-hmm.
And you like could dress up and like take pictures. That was when my parents were still married.
It's nice.
Yeah, because it's an actual family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as if you're in from Game of Thrones or something. Or, well, not Game of Thrones quite.
Corey, you got any of those?
What?
You got any family photos?
No.
He barely will show any photos. Corey, do you want
me? And then there's like the picture that I put of myself on Aria.
What? What are you speaking English?
And honestly, that caption's funny too. Night King, never heard of him.
I like how you find yourself, buddy.
May 19th, 2019. And the location is Winterfell. Good. I spent far too long editing that photo, though. It took me like 2 days. I really could have done something more productive with my time.
Certified wench.
No.
No? Oh, that was not May 19th. Wait, I went to it. I saw May 19th. Wait. Oh, wait, 20. I don't know. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Okay.
All right, I guess we should get back on track.
Then Nat tries to even have Coach Scott help, but she's like, Ben, you have to help us. It's like, I mean, I get it. You're in the wilderness. You're on this first name basis. I know, but it's weird. I don't know if I would change what I called somebody. Like, you're so used to calling someone one name. You know what I mean? It would just be like, feel weird.
Huh.
Yeah,
has she been calling him Ben the whole entire time, like, or just in the panic of the
Jackie went back and checked.
No. Oh, I don't know. I don't know how many times she's called him Ben or not. Obviously, they have a close relationship. It's just, you know, if you would have already had, I don't know. But then I guess some people have a funny thing with teachers where they'll like say their name maybe amongst yourselves. So maybe it was already like, we had health class with this guy. He's Ben to us.
You just got to learn how to raw dog life, man.
Yeah, I know. But no,
it
feels like something you wouldn't, you're used to already calling someone one name.
Things change.
For such an emotional and deep episode, we have got off the rails.
This is what happens with Brandon.
Yeah. we're getting into medieval times.
Okay. All right, I'll go.
Let's reel it back in. Brandon, bring us back. Bring us back.
All right, but Coach Scott, anyway, this whole time is still having the, like, yeah, it's really surprising that he is still alive. It's almost like he's in a half state. Like, he has these flashbacks where it's almost like part hallucination. Like, he's in a cabin.
Yeah.
The cabin, you know? Like, it's almost like we played charades and it was in someone's living room and now I'm making it like it was in the cabin.
Yeah, or he'll be in his old residence with his boyfriend, but there's, you'll see the news about the crash.
Well, I feel like he's really losing it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, he's definitely losing it. Now, was this episode, do you think, another alternate reality of if he hadn't gone on the plane? Or do you think this was pre-plane crash?
Well, what I'm saying is it's a mix of the two. It's almost like a simultaneous timeline because it could have been something totally made up that happened, or it could have been an actual charades thing. But I don't. It was also the fact people are saying it's like the answers to charades were one life to live. But, you know, the airplane was coming like next. Right. So I don't know how much he's just making it up. Like, oh, we did play charades, you know, making up a scenario and also putting himself in the he's in a cabin. Not that he couldn't have visited a cabin. He might be like Jackie Rachel, you know, but
yeah, I go to a cabin every single summer.
In New Hampshire.
So I know you're being serious.
I do wonder, though, I think it would be genius if this is what they were actually doing in regards to the fact that we have all these flashbacks and possibly, you know, truths and non-truths of Coach Ben that led us to be making, you know, what happens with Shauna at those last like 25 minutes of the episode even more effective, because we're already ready for the idea of the fact that we have the alternate reality of how things could have been, you know, setting up. So it's, I mean, it's a huge shock, at least for me, on what happens, you know, with Shauna and all that stuff.
Well, it's also interesting in terms of, because we'll get, I don't know if we'll get there later, I suppose, too, because it's like when you've seen other people pass away, like even Jackie hallucinates, or, you know, that in the cabin. So, when yeah, is it? And obviously, Shauna was losing a lot of blood. So, is it just a thing like, you know, bridging into death type of thing, having these visions like that? But Akila, and, you know, steps up that, like, okay, I'm guess I'm going to have to do this. She talks to her mouse, which she feel like pet the mouse and then was about to, like, go deliver the baby. I mean, cleanliness was not, you know, high priority here. Ty was really supporting Shauna, as she has been.
Mari with one of the best lines of the episode, you know, please do not let her die, basically. It was just like, Mari just has to get in the pit already. Can she just be in the pit? Can we just get rid of her?
Please don't let her die. She was fine this episode. Oh my God, haters.
She better be pit girl. That's all I'm going to say.
Anyway, Lottie's definitely was at, you know, at some point too, where they like kind of shunned her away, like give her space. Travis goes and grabs a skull, like maybe the bear skull or whatever, spills blood. Everyone then starts putting offerings, hair, buttons, and Lottie's like, thanks for your offering. Like, the wilderness recognizes it. I recognize it.
The one thing that I wonder is, and maybe I have to, I've only seen the episode once at this point, but do we believe all of this stuff actually happened, or is this also part of Shauna's hallucinations of, you know, the stress of giving birth?
No, I think it happened. You see when she passes out, and
okay, I only saw it once, so I wasn't sure if that was a
Basically, we're all chanting. We hear the wilderness, and it hears us, right? Even Thais is trying to like anything, right? Because it's getting scary for them.
I mean, she doesn't believe in any of this stuff, but in the moments of pure terror and, you know, she does decide to go and always join them in these moments of putting their faith in the wilderness, you know, even though that, you know, for a lot of the season.
In the adult form, she was like, Misty said it, and she's like, all right, yeah, like, I'll go there.
Which I find legitimately interesting, because I'm not religious or particularly, I don't know, spiritual person. Could something happen in my life that would have me questioning to the degree that she was?
What's the harm in saying the wilderness here? It's more, right. Even it's just, if anything, it's like support for the person, right? Knowing you're behind them, you know?
Right.
I don't know. The Cleveland Browns had a winning season like a year and a half ago, and I was, you know, starting to get religious all of a sudden. So I don't know. It's possible.
After that point, you do get Shauna's dream sequence. When she wakes up, it is a little weird. They're all like, we knew you could do it. But then it didn't go away, and it went to like where you're like, does she have this baby? Because I didn't think this baby was gonna make it.
By the way, the baby was beautiful, of course.
Yeah, no one's contesting that today.
Hollywood babies, top notch.
I feel like I didn't think the baby made it.
I think the difference, though, of not thinking the baby made it all the way to them being rescued, and another thing of the baby not actually, you know, surviving childbirth. You know, so true. I mean.
Right, right.
That's what, and
I think it's very poignant.
Oh,
you know.
Well, which?
Well, the episode as a whole and the still.
Okay. Because I would argue it's even more emotional than that. But Corey, you said that you found what happened at the end you found that to be shocking.
Yeah, I did not think it was a dream sequence. The idea that the baby had died and she was unconscious. I thought that for the most part, everything that happens after she wakes up, where, you know, trying to go and have the baby, you know,
nurse the baby
and all that stuff, I thought actually happened. And when you find out at the end that the baby died and she's still screaming, can you hear him?
I can hear him. Why can't you hear him? I hear him crying. Why can't you hear him crying?
And it bleeds into credits. That was rough.
And you're just sitting there going, I understand like Shauna as an adult so much more, and like we'll get into it, but when she's, you know, basically being, you know,
interrogated.
Thank you. That when she's talking about, you know, she never wanted a child, she never wanted this husband and all this other stuff.
Well, she says that in the dream sequence when she can't feed him, and then there's weird stuff like, well, you know, she actually sees like Lottie there, like, we need to feed. So what'd you say? He needs to feed. You'll understand soon enough. And then obviously, like, that's when she's in the dream able to talk to the baby, like, talk about, I love you. I didn't even want to be a mom. I didn't think I wanted, but it's me and you against the world. That was the you and me against the world. I think
that got to you.
Yeah. I think I think more so than anything. Yeah.
I think the question is, at least for me, is am I the only one who thought that she actually gave birth, or did you realize this was a dream sequence as well? Because the way that they did it and her performance, like I was saying before, that if there was ever an episode where, you know, if an Emmy nomination, her performance, you know, was so believable, at least for me, that I thought that the really did have the, you know, the child.
Yeah, I was definitely unsure. I kind of, because I wanted to be able to have like gone through the episode, so I sort of more so listened to it, and then I like watched it after, so I already knew what happened, but I didn't get to do a, you know, a good first viewing as I normally get to, just because I wanted to get the show absorbed.
When I Googled, when the placenta comes out, I Googled like, what does right that mean?
You Googled it. Yeah.
Yeah. And right, it so was it like, comes up. That happens in like utero, and the thing was, not the thing, deprived Google would say.
And
yeah. It says that generally, like, the baby's either going to stop growing or it's going to die in utero because it's not getting oxygen and nutrients anymore. So I was thinking, like, how is that baby perfectly? I mean, I didn't really think it was the dream sequence at first when they were like giggling. I was like, this seems a little bit weird and off. Right.
Yeah.
But like the Lottie being like, oh, we need to feed or whatever. She's always weird like that, it kind of seems. So I was like, eh. And I was like, and then I was thinking, if Lottie really fully believes that she's like a mom to this child, like, I feel like there could be a weird phenomenon that she would be able to produce milk. Like, obviously, probably very unlikely, but I mean, crazy things are happening in these woods. So I was thinking, like, how is it possible this, and obviously the baby is like, wasn't a newborn, but it looked so healthy. I'm like, I just don't really see that, you know, being plausible. And then the fact that they're like, oh, wake up, as if she didn't like lose consciousness from lack of, like, from losing all that blood. That's more than just like, oh, like, hee hee, wake up. That's like, that's serious. Honestly, well, I'm surprised that she survived. One thing I thought was
interesting is when she does wake up, you hear her name being called, Shauna, and it's Jackie. The captions on one of them say Misty, but it's Jackie, and the internet agrees with me. It's Elaperna. Like, listen to it. It's Jackie's voice she's hearing.
All right.
Okay. Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, which makes me, I don't know, I'm just saying it is interesting of like, oh, are in that world of that realm. I also, man, one thing I worry, like, I mean, this was, what was it, 2 months of Jackie dying, Shauna's grief period. Now this is rough.
But wouldn't, like, if she was hemorrhaging like that in real life, like, wouldn't she need a transfusion? I mean, I know Natalie was like, oh, women have been giving birth for millions of years.
Well, obviously, but there's complications on it. Yeah, there was a higher mortality rate, of course. I know, I guess, I mean, like, yeah, she lost a lot of blood, but
like, I just don't know if it like stops naturally. I don't know, you know, you see on TV shows, or even I feel like, doesn't that happen in House of Dragon, different show, but it seems that,
oh yeah, know, yeah, well, she really bleeds out in House of Dragon. Yeah, yeah. Spoiler alert,
you watch that?
Everyone talks about it. I gotta watch it. Figure if I can keep up with it, if I can like keep on track with it and don't get behind, I can have my chat with the other Jackies.
Yeah, I honestly only started watching it because of Mello. She was like, you gotta watch it. And I was like, meh. And then I watched it and I was like, holy shit, I freaking love this. But anyway, I'm sorry, I don't want to get sidetracked again. I'm just thinking about women bleeding out on TV.
Just raw dogging life.
Okay, so anyway. Well, so yeah, Jackie's Eddie, voice.
We're at the
it was you, the, Eddie. What? Yeah, Shauna.
Yeah,
the most important. Yeah, Jackie.
We're at that part where she realizes what's happened, and it's sad. And you know, one of the things was kind of everyone's like walks away mostly. It's a little, found that sort of weird. They're like, oh God, leave her. I mean, I think Ty was still there and Misty maybe.
So right now it's like Ty and Shauna and Natalie, like against everybody else. I mean, I know there aren't really, it's not like a conclusory separation, but I know, it's because like, it seems Travis, they're all offering.
Yeah, it was funny because they were like, they're like, we're trying to like help her give birth. And they were like, what the heck are they doing over there? Like they're chanting, they're pulling buttons out of their pocket. Like they did kind of say, what's happening? I think to some extent, everyone was looking because most everyone was in on that surrounding the skull to, you know, give some kind of offering. I think, I feel like, what are you going to do? You have to do something if you're not, you know, someone's already at Shauna's side.
Anything else in the wilderness? Or are we getting to present day?
Yeah, present day. If you think of anything, we can always go back or tie anything back. But speaking of Ty, Thaisa and Van, we see them together where Thaisa's woken up and wants to know what happened because I guess she clearly realizes she had been sleepwalking, had turned into the dark one or whatever.
But nothing's been
the bad one.
Wow.
No, but okay.
Brandon.
My point is all you have to say is she was sleepwalking. Well, I think a lot of the scenes were very effective. I like the scene when she went to Jessica Rabbit's house and got the files and whatever. Yeah. But okay, you say that and that's what happened.
You don't think you don't think you could do rapid fire with everyone else?
No,
not as much.
So he much
die on this hill.
I mean, if you're writing, you know, mostly what happened, an outline, you could see. It's like you gotta keep, oh my god, I gotta type. Oh, and then this one said that. Oh, they went to Lisa's mother's house. A lot of stuff's been happening. A lot of other dialogue and conversations.
I get the sense that I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, I think there's been a lot more character development of the adult versions of our other main female characters this season than Ty. I mean,
I don't even know about that. It's just more plot.
Well, I think the Misty Walter stuff to start the season, I think, was a lot more interesting than that. The relationship that Nat has with this young girl at the, you know,
mm-hmm.
she kind of relates to a little bit. Shauna and her, you know, the whole family dynamic. I think you have these stories that have been fleshed out more than just Ty, you know, still sleepwalking. I mean, she's won this election, and all of a sudden now she's disappeared, and nobody cares the fact that your new representative for the great state apparently of New Jersey, which we all are from, that
the Trucker was a fan. Was a fan.
And the person at the vet or, you know, the door.
I don't know. Like I said, I think adult Ty has done a very good job for what she's had, but I think based on everyone else's screen time, it feels like she's been in there less.
Well, all right. So they're Van and Ty are talking. And she's like, I don't know, you tried to kiss me and you were saying we weren't supposed to be here. Like, wait, who's we? Like, I don't know, maybe your family, you know, you're married now and there's no us anymore. Maybe it was your other personality. I don't know who it is. And Van's like, I have to look out for myself, right? I wonder, is there, because we know about the pills and it just said V Palmer and everything like that, do we think Van could be sick? That's why she doesn't care about the bills piling up or anything like that. And that's why she's also taking.
It's very possible. I mean, I think she's.
Yeah, it's a possibility.
I think she's also trying to stay in a much simpler time where owning a place that, you know, has VHS tapes, which is basically isn't used anymore. And, you know, trying to go.
But you're not going to stay there for long if the past due things, you know, keep piling up. I don't know. You can't live like, yeah, if you know your time is limited, you're like, oh, who cares about these bills, you know?
That's true.
I feel like there's a sense of like safety and security with Ty being at Van's.
Yeah, I feel like she's wearing her clothes, right? She changed.
Yeah. And maybe actually comfortability is even a better word. Like, it just seems like they fit together so well, and that, like, I feel like we as an audience don't have to worry so much about her when she's with Van.
Even the little joke they have, she's like, all right, help me restock the things, blah, blah. Oh, I don't know. Where should I put Miss Congeniality? Sandy Good or Sandy Bad?
That's definitely Sandy Good.
Wow.
I mean, gotta be, right? What are you? What?
That's a good one. Because it's
Jackie Rachel.
It's definitely.
God, I don't know what you're talking about.
You never.
Wait.
I'm sorry. Miss Congeniality, Sandra Bullock. But good or bad? What do you mean?
Good movie, bad movie.
Yeah, I guess they're like.
Oh, amazing movie.
Yeah, good. What are we?
Well, no, Corey's saying.
And it's even implied, obviously, like, Van was like, how could you even? Oh, you're joking. Haha, very funny.
No, I think the consensus is that the sequel's not as.
We're not talking about Armed and whatever. What was Armed the.
Fabulous?
Yeah, was that it?
Fabulous, I think.
Talking about Miss Congeniality.
But I think that's great, the fact that she, at least it comes across, the fact she has sections in her video store of good Sandra Bullock performances. Bad, or it could be taken as Sandy movies that she was a good guy in, compared to possibly movies where she's not the good, because we, you know, have the two sides of Ty. We have good Ty and bad Ty. So I mean, it might be
pretty good, Corey.
Yeah,
same idea maybe with that.
Yeah, that's interesting. But and also Sandra Bullock while you were sleeping, that's like, you know,
are people saying that?
What do you mean?
Did you just, is that a,
I think it's definitely a good Sandra Bullock
movie. I'm saying, well, the name of she. In season one, she recaps While You Were Sleeping for them in the wilderness. Okay. And then the name of her store is While You Were Streaming. So she might be a very big Sandra Bullock fan.
Yeah.
So that might be like a one, like, I don't know if she has it for every actor sections in the store. Maybe she has other sort of, you know, cutesy sections, but Sandra Bullock might be like a highlight in the store, basically. I don't know. Van, I mean, listen, she doesn't care about the bills. She labels these things alphabetical, blah, blah. No, Sandy good, Sandy bad. She does stuff how she wants. She's just raw dogging life right now.
Can we get,
you know what?
Sandra Bullock cameo? I'd be so happy with that.
What, Jackie Rachel?
You guys, you just take it and you run with it. Like a dog with a bone.
We just don't understand the gravity of the situation.
I'm trying to use it correctly. I'm just going to put it in every scenario to see if I can use it correctly. But
I mean, she was, of course, in All About Steve. You know, what's going on with Steve the dog? Just say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually, I'll give Corey that. That's funny. That's a good pull.
Yeah.
All right. So Thaisa basically is offering Van help about, like, hey, I see these past due things, and Van doesn't want it. Van's like, no, you came to me for help about your life.
Yeah, defiant.
Yeah, don't come here and sit back like I need help.
Yeah.
And then Misty calls from, obviously, like, the kitchen phone number. And so she's like, oh, that could be the hospital. Let me pick this up. Oh, Misty, who I've been avoiding and not picking up phone calls. But she tells her, hey, listen, you got to see Lottie's here. She's got this thing. Natalie's here. You know, whatever. It's really for granola losers, but the food's great and the BO factor surprisingly low. Apparently, Corey's favorite part of the episode.
Especially when she takes out all the things in her purse. She's got the brass knucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when she goes there. I know. I'm talking. I'll get to that, too. I do have them separated. So Ty and Van head to Lottie's.
I just thought the whole Ty thing with the apps, and she basically made the sex toy joke. I thought those were all.
Oh, what was the one line about her knees?
Well, she said, yeah, okay. Well, so they're in the car. They said Van doesn't want to go to Lottie's. She's going to keep the past in the past. What do you mean? You live in the past, right? Slater Kinney t-shirts is your whole wardrobe, everything like that. But, you know, it's like, are you trying to be happy and move on? Right. She said, Thaisa is asking her, and she says that she lives in the past that was happy, like that when they thought there was a possibility of being happy, not the actual past. So I think that's funny where we are saying she is hanging on to the past. So it's almost this idea of before things all turned poorly, right? Pre-wilderness kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, she asks about if you're trying dating, and she goes, I get my needs met. And Tyson says, ew, what does that mean? But she said, online dating, casual relationships. I don't think that's funny. I don't know. I mean, the electronic joke, maybe. But some people like to keep it casual. They might be raw dog in life. They don't want to be tied down.
How far are we going to take this, Justin?
To the bitter end.
End of the season.
But she said, I didn't give up on love because of you. Don't flatter yourself.
I think she gave up on love as a result of Ty breaking up with her. I would.
Well, Thaisa calls Shauna. She gets.
I really hope for a reunion between these two, and not just a meeting of the minds. If you know what I mean.
For Thaisa and Van.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and I think Misty's hoping for it too.
I think that's what they need right now.
Well, I mean, basically separated. They're basically divorced. I mean, if we go by our single drunk female things, Corey just thinks someone gets in a fight, they're pretty much broken up. Right?
And I started watching 6 Feet Under again, so it's so weird seeing the actress who plays Van. Yeah.
She's also really good in Servant.
Servant?
Yeah, on Apple Plus.
Hmm.
I hear that's also a scary one too, right?
Have you followed up with that?
No, I watched first couple of seasons. It's good.
First couple? I just watched season one. I'm right. Done.
Yeah.
Ty calls Shauna. She gets Jeff picks up, but she tells Shauna, she says, tell Shauna we're all going to be at Lottie's. Come on. Get in, loser. We're going to the cult.
I love how Jeff goes to say hi to Ty, and then Van. He's saying hi, Van, and they hang up.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So if we move into Shauna and her family here, we see that Shauna and Callie get a call to come down to the police station. Jeff's obviously upset. This is exactly what I worried about. What do you mean they want to talk to Callie, right? Obviously, he plays.
They didn't ask to go speak to him. Did it also seem a little bit where he was like, they want to see the two of us? And he was like,
He assumed it would be. Well, because also he would want to talk to them rather than his daughter being questioned.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Then there's Jeff outside the police station, raw dog in life. Sorry. So, but please fuck the police.
That's one of Corey's favorite songs.
NWA, no, absolutely. Yeah. I even like the cover by the band Dope. I think that there's been actually a couple of good versions of song Fuck the Police. Absolutely.
So let's get some of it, Corey.
Well, Shauna has said that, oh man, it would have actually been easier if you had just slept with him.
She said that out loud, and she, yeah, stood by it.
Right, when they do get down to the questioning, Shauna ends up being questioned by Matt Saracusa, and Callie is with Kevin Tan. So you get Shauna's whole, are you trying to say I'm a bad mom? Yes. And this kind of revelation that was still going on in the wilderness about, I didn't want any of this. I didn't want to be a mom. I got into this marriage, had a baby, and got, a marriage out of guilt and shame. But then what are you going to do? You tell yourself you can't love them. But what happens? Of course, you love them and you're bad at it. So, okay, I had an affair. If that's what you're chasing down. And like, I felt young again for 5 minutes.
I think in the moment she slipped up. I mean, you even saw when they were doing the role play a couple of episodes.
They're going to find it out.
Right.
How is this? How are they, like?
In my mind, they already know.
Right. Like, why would you not admit that? You could just be like, right, I did have an affair. I haven't seen him.
I agree. But you know what? This all comes back to the initial episode.
Why would I kill him?
This all comes back to the initial idea in the first episode, I believe, the when you had Misty trying to prepare Shauna for an investigation, and she's like,
basically, right. I want my lawyer, whatever.
And she just couldn't help herself. I mean, she is great when it comes to surviving the wilderness, but actually surviving real life.
But I actually think she played it cooler or like more realistic than she has in other cases. Like other times, I feel like, oh my gosh, it was terrible when Kevin came to the house. And it's just like so see-through. This one, it was just honest and okay, got me. I had an affair. My daughter hates me. Bored housewife.
She didn't want to lie anymore. I mean, it's so weird. Like,
I just don't even think. I get people have different opinions, but I don't see her need to lie. Well,
the cop made it seem like that revelation. Oh, I've really got her now.
Yeah, but
what is he?
Yeah, I mean, really. I don't think it was a bad decision to do that. I understand maybe you don't want to say zero anything, just I need a lawyer present, right? Just because, and you go with that because you could be totally innocent and obviously things go awry. But Callie has other ideas, not telling the truth. She's getting talked to by Kevin, like, you don't have to go down with your mom, you're your own person, blah blah blah. Callie's like, well, let's let a jury decide.
Good cop, bad cop. It's this classic good cop, bad cop trope with Jay in the room with and Kevin in the room with Callie.
But what do you think of her plan that I guess she says was Shauna's plan? She's all in. I think she's happy to do something with her mother.
Yeah, honestly, yes, same.
Too. Just well played.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think it was well played.
Yeah. So Shauna tells Jeff, hey, I told him about the affair. We find out Shauna still got the gun in the glove box. They could have searched our car. You're losing it. You need to get out of here. Go to Lottie's.
I mean, I do love the idea that everyone was under the same idea that Lottie was still basically comatose.
Yeah, she said, I thought she was barely coherent. And I think she might be back, have been back for a while. Because based on the therapist before, like they said, oh, you were seeing that other therapist for like 12 years on a regular basis, which would make it like she's been back that long almost.
Yeah, I mean, something that's interesting. I mean, I don't know if we were going to get to this later, but I guess you brought up the therapist. Do we think this is all in Lottie's head where the therapist doesn't actually exist?
There is a lot of talk about that. Okay. Ever, even from the first time, two episodes.
No, I'm saying like maybe the last two. I mean,
I went back and I listened to that therapist voice and this voice because I was like, is that the same therapist? Is it a different voice? It's the same voice. Mm-hmm. So it is the same from two episodes ago where we actually did get to see her, even though this one we didn't. Mm-hmm.
Whether they're real or not, they're not a good therapist, in my humble opinion. I don't have a psych degree.
Well, this one was terrible. In the first episode and in this episode, I didn't think the therapist, I was just like, wow, very, like, yeah, so helpful. Just before we leave Shauna, I'll just say, when Callie comes back, she's all proud of herself and says, oh, yeah, I think they're scared shitless now. I took mom's advice. Oh. Yeah, and then with Lottie, I think the whole thing with the therapist is interesting because it could be a dream because I don't even know if she should be saying these things to the therapist about questioning if maybe I was really never ill. The wilderness is sending these people back to me. It sent them here. All of us felt it. The power, the God, we did terrible things in its name. The thought we left it there, but we brought it with us. I guess to somebody else, it sounds like, no, you're right. These are visions, but she's going and saying, no, these aren't visions. So I don't really know if it is a real therapy session, but I do think that If I had to like bet on it, like say at least the first one was a real therapy session. So that puts odds higher for the second one.
I felt like something was off from the first time she saw that the new person.
Yeah, is that like a plant? Is someone the therapist like
something going on?
It is weird. I am getting a weird vibe. You're right. Well, Misty's ready to join up for Lottie's cult, right? She has to give away her belongings, right? We get brass knuckles, binoculars. She's got a toothbrush, I think. She has lotion. She has honey, jam, handcuffs, syringe, and like whatever kind of... I mean, usually the drug she uses is she's knocked people out with. Like, I don't know if that's what she used on Jessica.
Yeah, injected into the cigarette, whatever.
Well, not that. No, just to put her to sleep at first in the car came in the car.
Okay.
That's also what she used for Jessica Roberts' dad with the cookies, right? Or the
chocolates. But no, well, a syringe. But that was I think she was putting fentanyl in it. I don't think that's what she gave her just to knock her out. I don't know. No, that was something else, I think.
I believe he's credited as Acolyte Rob on IMDb. But I thought the guy who was playing that character, I thought he was really good. And, you know, as he mentioned, you know, Walter left two messages, you know, and I thought
he was belittling the fact that everyone's there because of like a breakup of some sort. Like, no, people have other issues. too, I think. I don't think it's only breakups. And Misty's like, well, I've never been through a breakup, so it's okay. And that's funny because it's not like, oh, I've never been broken up with.
She kills all the people that she breaks up with, so yeah.
No. But yeah, it's because it's not, I've never been, like, someone broke up with me and I'm the breaker-upper. It's, I've never been through a breakup. I think it shows Misty's need for the connections and relationships she has, though, because she's been missing that. Like this, you know, wanting to make this, friendship with Natalie and stuff like that. I don't know how she's going to be in touch with Caligula, giving her phone over. I guess she wasn't planning on staying that long. Like, once she sees Lottie, she's kind of like, well, I'm going to get Natalie, and then you let me take her. I won't call about your IRS tax evasion that I'm assuming is going on. But she gets right into the purple. I was wondering if she already knew it was a purple cult and brought Tones of Purple with her.
I think that might be a little bit of a stretch. But I like your Roy Doggy mentality.
No.
Here we go.
But as soon as Misty brings up Natalie to these people, like, first of all, she's in this seminar, this woman's crying, bring her back. And then, like, she brings up Natalie and everything stops, music, everything. You know Natalie? And they're like, they want to know.
Why were they Lottie, so you know dramatic. Natalie too? Why were they so dramatic and, like, serious about it?
I don't know, because, well, she's like, I guess
that's a really good question to be asking. No,
I just feel like they have so much invested in Lottie and like, wait, you guys all know each other. Yeah,
I would be very perplexed as well.
Said Natalie, not Lottie.
Yeah, but they already knew she knew right. Lottie because he saw it when she entered. She was like, leave us.
I know, but isn't it like, okay, like I'm on an intentional community. I'm going to invite my friends. Like, why is it so crazy that somebody who's coming in knows people.
Well, I don't know how long they've been with her and they've maybe never seen anybody come that knew her.
Perhaps.
And I think it's most likely the idea that it seems like Lottie's attention has been diverted ever since Natalie showed up.
Interesting. Well, we get to see a lot of Natalie and Lisa together. Natalie's shooting the gun. She's upset. She's talking about how Travis's death was her fault, right? And Lisa's kind of comforting her that it's not ever anyone else's fault. It was it was something in him. Well, whatever was in him, it's in me. This kind of thing, right?
Well, that's very, very weird. The idea, the fact that she was basically the sharpshooter when they were in the wilderness, and now she can't hit a target. I mean, we don't know last time she shot a gun, but I mean, you would think that, you know, she would still be able to hit a target.
Well, maybe it just shows how upset Natalie was.
True. I mean, from everything that's happened in the last couple of episodes and just in the show in general, when it comes to
that's the part you're going to be a stickler on.
I just, I was the fish almost, no longer existing,
Lisa tries to give Nat the
14. That was not cool.
Well,
we don't stand for animal abuse. Mm-mm.
She put it back. She was trying to set it free. It's all a prison.
Sure. She a little they're all a little cray cray at this
point. But she does, because she is talking to Lisa, like, why do you even forgive me about that, right? Suffering is inevitable. Meeting it with compassion is the only way we can grow. Yeah, and I mean, there's something to like just how all these characters suffered in the wilderness, how it affects like their compassion now in adulthood.
Right, and I guess one of the biggest points is you got to be able to forgive yourself before you can forgive others. And Natalie and others, like the hardest step in their recovery from the wilderness is actually accepting the fact that life happens and they have to be able to forgive their own actions, and that's basic. You can really say, maybe people disagree, but all of these characters for the most part have been stunted ever since coming back from the wilderness.
Yeah. Though Ty did very well for herself, even though I don't know if it's just now arising this problem or if she's struggled before. I mean,
occasional beheaded dog.
Yeah. Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. Was she good for like 25 years?
Well,
I don't know what happened, with her and Van, but yeah, I think it's also funny, Misty and Natalie, when they see each other, Natalie walks in and Misty's gossiping about her. Oh, she was so cool. Clothes. She was good at sports. Natalie's like, great. Misty's here. Goes over to her and Misty's going, oh, I do understand why you like this. It's like celebrities knowing Lottie. And, you know, there is a lot of crying. I was turned off in the beginning, but look, it must work because everyone's so happy. And Nat just goes to her like, we're all like this, aren't we? I found to be an interesting line. Like,
me too. That stuck out to me as well. Right, they need each other. There's power in sisterhood, people.
Well, good thing, because at the end we get that promo photo that, you know, we thought was coming maybe at the beginning of the episode of everyone arriving to see Lottie, where Van ends up following Shauna in, because Shauna just like, whoop, she knows exactly where to turn too. Drives right past Thaisa and Van and just turns right in. They follow, everyone's getting out. Shauna hugs Natalie. Misty and Ty hug? Very weird. That was funny to me. And she goes, wait, Van's here? Are you guys back together? Like, living for the gossip, I feel.
She's a big fan.
And you see Van's reaction to seeing Lottie. Lottie ends up starting to come walk over to them. And we're going to get end the episode. You get a nice aerial shot where the symbol.
Very dramatic music.
Is in.
Yeah. It was very intense. Very effective.
But she has her whole compound set up with that the symbol. And the symbol's almost is like etched in too, not just the formation of where like the beehives and chairs are and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Also like the grass cut that way or something.
I believe, I could be wrong, but when Lottie sees, I believe when she sees Van, there's like this weird look that Lottie has of almost like thought of almost like a little bit of terror. I don't know if anybody else saw that as well. I think that was when her and Lottie see each other for the for the first time.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, what's that look for? But I was kind of interpreting it as she was like feeling their presence. I think she's like starting to like open herself back up to like whatever it is that they took back with them or whatever. You know, she's been on medication, it seems. She's been in therapy. She's been trying to suppress it. And now the gang is back together. Yeah, buzz.
I think basically
she's a little uncomfortable because she's opening up to it again.
I think from Lottie's perspective, it's also, she was saying how it's bringing them to me. And now there's someone she didn't reach out to that is here. All these people are here. And I don't know if Van was more one of her first five. I mean, she is the side-by-side. It was Lottie on Misty and Van on either side of her. So yeah, right. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the wilderness with that. It was always Van trying to get Thaisa on board with talk to Lottie. So there was their big falling out, you know?
Yeah, it's very weird. And I'm sure you'll bring it up in a second, but this is the first time we did not have a coming attractions for next week. So, I mean, I think that moment is supposed to be, these moments at the end of this episode are just supposed to be searing our brain going, what happens next? And they're not going to give us any hint of where they're going, you know? Mm-hmm.
This is the first episode where I wasn't scared. Like, I was like, I wanted it to, well, not that I don't want all the episodes to keep going, but I was like, no, it's over.
Well, I was thinking that because I know you were planning to watch this to like decompress. You were like, oh, it'll be perfect after. And I was like, oh, it's funny because I don't really find this one scary, but I wonder how Jackie Rich will take the whole stillbirth, the placenta. Like, it's not really a good, you know, relaxing, like, you know, definitely.
Well, first of all, when I said best way to decompress, that was a joke.
I know. I know.
No, this episode felt just so much more just like, it was obviously intense and impactful and emotional, but like there's something different about it. The winds are changing or whatever, you know, something crazy is going to happen.
I do think this is one of the better episodes of the season. I do think it's, like I said before, I think it is interesting that we don't get any coming attractions for next week's episode. And what do we think if Walter's two either text messages or audio message or whatever it is.
What did they say? I'm sorry.
That's your Elijah Wood.
I don't know. I didn't think about what they said. I did because I was like, oh God, what did he write? And then I'm like, oh, it just says two messages. Come on. We want to read what the messages said. No, I mean, I agree that Yeah, it's a very poignant episode and very, like, I was wondering, this is the thing, I guess you know that she was pregnant and that a baby was going to be, you know, she was going to go into labor, but it is kind of like, you could have a trigger warning. Some people, that's very much, you know, I mean, I get that maybe people will, you kind of have to have some knowledge. It's not out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Right. So, but people online were already writing like time codes not to watch in case, like, if you still are like, you know, a Yellow Jackets fan and you want to watch, but you don't want to see any of that and stuff like that.
No, certainly that. Yeah. That end scene's one of them. Certainly one of the most powerful things I've seen this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just is true. It's true without being in the wilderness. Like, the you know, these are things
all,
that
it's all of them, right? All the ones that are alive, or like the main gals are together
that we know of.
Okay. It feels like something powerful is coming. Maybe that's a better word than crazy. Something powerful. Like, it's like the calm before the storm. You feel me?
The only people we know that came back from the wilderness are together, except for Travis, who has died.
And Javi.
No, but we don't know if he came back.
He did come back. That's what I wanted to bring up. That I know this is sick, and this was just going before I found out that this was all just a dream sequence. And I know this is terrible. In the back of my head, I was going, if she names the kid Adam, I am just going to, I'll be like, that is just.
Nor.
one step. I was expecting her to like to name the.
I'm like the first man. Nope, Corey. Sorry. Little theory squashed. Dunzo. Finito.
She was having sex with her own kid. Yeah.
oh, God.
But I do think, though, it was smart. As much as I think the fan base was very upset the fact there was no episode last week, I do think with this episode being as powerful as it was, I think it was smart for them to give like a week in between with the heft of this episode was going to turn out to be, if that, you know, makes sense at all. I mean, mostly never find out why there was no episode last week, but the way that this episode went, I think if we had an episode the week before and then this happened, I think it would have almost been too much. Giving like a week to go and just reset and, you know, take a deep breath from the show and then coming back with this episode, it almost has even more heft to it, if that makes sense.
No coming attraction. What do you guys think is going to happen? I'm especially curious about the police involvement. Do you think Callie's plan, or what she says, what was Shauna's plan? Do you think it was effective? What do you guys think is going
to
happen?
Certainly something they have to consider on a police aspect.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kevin is now going to go and look at his partner differently now, and at least think that maybe this guy isn't as good of a cop or as straight an arrow as he was, you know, was hoping. We already know that the guy, you know, cuts corners. I mean, he wound up being right with actually, you know, smelling the condom and the cherry. You know, that's what he did. Strawberry lube. Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. Lotion.
Lotion in the basket. Yeah. But I do think it mostly makes him look in a different light. And I think it's going to be interesting what happens next with Shauna. I mean, we know in modern day that she's somewhat well-adjusted at points, but after a loss like that, the postpartum depression, like, what do we see from her character the next couple of episodes dealing with that? And do we maybe even get a little bit of a time jump? Like, we have at points this season, what type of after effect do we see next episode with how
isn't it the burial?
Yeah. Wait, what is it called? What did you say?
Burial. So I feel like they're going to
bury the baby. I don't think they're going to eat it.
No, they've said since season one that wasn't happening. So
Rachel, that's definitely not going to happen.
Okay.
I wonder, as we're going back to the police officer conversation, how much Kevin is invested, that does he think Shauna's guilty? And then how much do you weigh out Matt getting in trouble versus putting a person, a murderer, away for what they did?
Yeah, good question.
Like, if you know both these things, like, neither of them affects, like, Kevin's not affected by him going rogue. Does he have any sense of loyalty to him, or does he have a sense of loyalty to Shauna and Natalie?
I think he is going to compromise the investigation.
Kevin?
No, the other one.
But I don't think it comes.
Is his name actually Jay or is it Matt?
Matt.
Oh, so he like lies?
Yeah.
That's what his undercover name. Yeah.
God, classic. Male liar.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Rachel, have you ever heard of Miami Vice?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I really think they're most likely blindsided by this whole type of thing. And, you know, the heat truly will be on them.
What? The heat truly will be on them? What do you say?
Yes, good one, Corey.
Well,
I mean, will it wind up being 28 days later?
Oh, okay. My God.
Will they get 2 weeks' notice?
I wonder. Yeah.
It feels like a true force of nature.
Anyway, if anybody has another Sandra Bullock reference, or if you would
I am a big fan of Practical Magic.
Reach out to us. You can email us. youdontknowjackiepodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on social media, You Don't Know Jackie or Jackie Podcast on Twitter. If you would like to support the show, we do have a Patreon. Shout out to our patrons, James L, Rona J, John M, Cassie M, Maria N, Anastasia M, Kelly O, Brenna G, Kate C, John J. Thank you. Very much appreciate anyone following us, supporting the show. As always, you can go search You Don't Know Jackie or Yellow Jackets Podcast, You Don't Know Jackie. Find all our stuff.
On the net.
Find all our stuff wherever you get your podcasts. We did have a review somehow I missed and only saw today. I think it was from a little while back.
Yeah, very nice.
Seems like you have a time to kill.
Yeah, from Renee. They love the Jersey vibe. This is the first Yellow Jackets podcast I was able to find, and I loved it right off the bat. The hosts are all from New Jersey, I think. So,
do we want to tell the people where we're actually from?
Hold on, let me read the review. So they have the charming accents, and the show is set in New Jersey, so that's great. The hosts are just hilarious. It's like you're hanging out with friends discussing this really crazy show. I've tried other Yellow Jackets podcasts, and they just don't compare. To be honest, they're all pretty boring. Keep up the good work. I love it. I mean, thank you. Yeah, so nice. I don't know if I should have read this way before. I don't know how it got mixed in and lost track of it. So some of us are... we did get comments about our accents. People didn't like them. Now some people do like them.
Do you think Melanie Lynskey has a Jersey accent in the show?
No.
I mean, she's not Camilla Soprano or something. Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, sometimes accents can be more subtle. I don't know if whatever people say we sound like. But yeah, new, you know, tri-state area for sure where we're from, right? So too personal for Brandon, too personal.
It's a true vanishing act, yeah.
My gosh. Well, we do appreciate that. If you really haven't heard enough of Corey talking and giving these movie lines, I will tell you, you can go and listen to other podcasts that he does, which are Let's Talk AEW, Let's Talk About Everything Wrestling, and the Sports Witness podcast, I guess. There's an episode, I think, right? That's it?
We're truly wrestling with Ernest Hemingway. I don't know.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that one. Good one, Corey. Oh,
I feel like he's over there on Google right now, just looking up every single movie that's Sandra Bullock has ever
been. Yeah, Corey. Yeah, let's see you work in, what is it? Love Potion number 9. Let's go.
If, as much tea as they've been drinking, it truly might be a Love Potion number 9 for Travis and Lottie.
So, yeah, good luck, anybody that wants to go follow Corey's sports related podcast. You know,
I truly feel like a real demolition man.
Okay. That might be enough for you.
All right, guys, I'm going to turn into a pumpkin soon, so let's wrap it up.
Wow.
I didn't know if you were going to get mad that I said that. You're like, no, it's true.
I thought it was funny.
Okay, good.
Funny.
Well,
don't mock my Jersey accent, Brandon.
Sorry.
Who do I got to kill to get the show to end this week?
Wait, is that a Sandy B movie?
Yeah. Who do I got to kill? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Now you're just trapped in his net. You're just trapped in the net, of course.
Yeah. This episode's going really with a lot of speed.
Oh, God. Now I got my mom going down the rabbit hole.
It's probably the easiest one.
I'm going to, with speed, let's get off this. Thank you to producer Jackie Brandon actually joining us today.
Yes, Daddy.
Yes. That's a Severance reference.
Oh.
We are on cruise control now.
Thank you to Jackie Rachel. We're not sure if we're thanking Corey today, but sure, okay.
Did you mention 2 if by C?
It's a good one.
Rachel, get in there.
Hope you enjoyed the epi. Bye!
Now, are you going to watch Scream while you turn into
Rachel,
a pumpkin?
Please watch Scream.
No, yeah, I'm probably going to keep watching 6 Feet Under. I've been wanting to watch it so much, but it's like about death, literally straight up. The show is about death. So I was like, am I really in the right headspace for this? And honestly, like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, because I never watch a show, but doesn't every episode start with someone dying?
Right.
Yes. Yeah, it does, because that's who's going to be there, like the person they're going to, whatever, do the body of.
Does any episode end with a proposal?
Also, you know, like, you can use the other sign in, like, on the HBO. There's there's an account that you could use.
What do you mean? I'm already on your HBO.
Yeah, in my account.
No, I do it on,
No.
What? Yeah. I'm also offended that I don't get my own, but no, I'm on.
It seems like a really unforgivable situation.
Hold on. I guess I'll turn my camera on. Jacqueline, the proof is in the pudding.
Okay, well, every time I open HBO, I see someone's been watching Entourage, which I assume is you.
Yeah.
And then right now, Brandon, proof, what's on my continue watching?
Yes, yeah, under season 1, episode 3.
And then
that's crazy.
All right, well, as long as you're trying.
On me, this is an invasion. As long as you're trying.
I was like, Rachel's really struggling with going to her account.
No, I swear to God. That's stupid. I'm like, you know what? It just makes me feel close to you, and I just click on your name instead of my name.
Well, you're Jackie.
Weird. I don't know why it does that. We're also watching Succession. Do you see that?
Well, I don't care with the Entourage and what. I mean, 6 Feet Under, I was watching at a point, but then I had stopped. So, like, but I'm not. Yeah, like a thing like Succession, I'm watching. So that's where you don't, you want to avoid it if it's going to be like a show where you're like, you know, you lose someone's point, the spot they're at, you know what I mean?
Oh, are you not caught up?
No, I am.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess it's not that big of a deal because I'm caught up too. So we'll both just be watching the latest epi.
Yeah.
I'm not. Be careful, please.
Okay, sorry.
I'm in the middle of season 3. Sorry.
Yeah, but you're doing it on your account. Yeah. Like,
no, this is getting extremely loud and incredibly close, so I'm going to take a step.
Oh, go on.
Anyway. All right, we'll do 6 Feet Under or Scream, whatever.
Scream it. I rewatched it recently. It really holds up. That movie's great.
Oh, yeah. You're going to watch the first Scream, too.
Yeah. Definitely.
But is it spooky?
Oh, yeah. You have to watch it, though.
Yeah, but Rachel, it's a must-see. You watch that, I'll watch Beetlejuice, I promise.
I came home and I needed comfort, so I was like literally so close to putting Beetlejuice on. You know, I watched it twice the other night. It ended and I replayed it again. I watched that shit so often. I was like, no. I need to give myself a couple weeks.
It's as close to happening now as it's ever been.
Well, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe so. You really just, I mean, I get like you probably had a long day today, but like that's really late for you was 8 that you were like, oh,
well, to start at 8.
Yeah,
because well, look at how long we went. Two hours.
No, but recently we've been like an hour 15. Like the episodes have only been an hour.
I'm telling you, there's a big difference in my energy starting at 7 and starting at 8.
I know, I was gonna tell you. Why don't you have a little drink or something? Maybe your energy would pep up.
No. Well, maybe one day we should do one where we all, like, we start off with, like, one claw, and then we drink 2 claws, and then we drink 3 claws, and then by the end, we're like...
I might need something stronger than claws, though.
Right, okay. Shot.
Yeah, like, you could do claws, shot and claw.
So,
and
then,
wow, shot and a claw. You've changed. All righty. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Buzz. I'm gonna get up early and go to the gym, try to run off some of my testing jitters.
Yeah, and then you can watch Scream.
Yeah, in the broad daylight. Open my windows, hear all like the traffic outside.
It's a must watch.
Okay.
I'm gonna watch it again.
Even just the opening. Yeah, just watch iconic. The opening sequence.
Iconic.
Okay, guys. I will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, pumpkin.